The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Mind you, it's arguable that the best Kerry performance at the weekend came from a young man called Ben Quinlan from Killarney, who was auditioning on The X Factor and took a particular shine to one Cheryl Cole.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
What's your name?
My name is Ben. Ben Quinlan. I have a small little token of Green Rose. And I said I'd give it to you just because you've been an inspiration to me. And really, you're a rose in yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Where's mine?
Mel B, you
where's
are
mine?
Brilliant.
No. Where's mine?
I really love life. I love animals. And I love Cheryl Cole. If I was to describe Cheryl, it would be better than an angel singing with the loudest voice in heaven.
What are you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing a song. It's called That's My Goal.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Okay.
Please don't go. You know that I need you. I can't live without you, breathe without you, be without you. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you.
What did you think, Cheryl?
It's beautiful.
Do we want to see Ben again in the arenas?
For Cheryl, I have to say yes.
Oh, I'm saying yes.
Cheryl?
I'm speechless.
I need a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Well, you got four yeses.
Oh, yes, indeed. That was Ben Quinlan giving it all to Cheryl Cole at the audition that was shown at the weekend. And Ben is on the line now. Ben, good morning.
Hello, John. How's it going?
I'm not too bad at all.
How are you?
I'm great. You're some charmer, you are.
Tis a bad morning now in Kerry.
Is it not? The sun is shining.
Or in Ireland, I suppose. It's all right.
And the sun is shining, I take it.
The sun is a bit dull now. Hopefully it'll brighten up. But
right.
And is it nice in Dublin?
It's actually a good question. It is. I think it is nice here. We're in the bunker down here below, but I think it is a nice morning. And Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ben Quinlan. I'm a Killarney man from down the south of Ireland. I suppose I'm born and bred here in Killarney. I'm a singer songwriter. And I love entertaining. It's what I love doing, really, you know.
And you're 19 years of age.
I am. It's a lovely morning now, though. At the same time, it's a dry morning. And I'm just out of bed. I'm just usually not up this early. I'm not very much of a morning person.
Well, good of you.
I must get used to that.
Yeah, good of you to get up to talk to us. And tell us, why did you decide to go for the X Factor?
I decided to go for the X Factor, really, because I got an instinct inside. I mean, I really did. I went to London. I went to London back in March, and I said, "Look, Dad and Mom, I have to get out of this house, and I really have to give it a dash, give it a go." That's what we say in Kerry, you know. And so I went up and went off to London. But anyway, I wasn't long coming back and falling down, because as you do when you're in my shoes and you go over to something expecting something and happen, but nothing happens.
And how long were you there?
Sorry?
How long were you in London?
Must have been there a few weeks.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And nothing. And what were you looking for?
I was just looking for to do well in music, really.
Right.
And
it didn't happen.
So anyway, that didn't work. But I came back anyway, and I said, "Look, I just saw this ad for the X Factor," and I said, "Joe, Mom and Dad, our Dad," I was talking to Dad mostly about it, and I said, "You know, would you ever lend me £100?" And that's what he did. He did. He lent it because I was broke at the time and I had no money. I wasn't earning at all. And so he did. And it was very good. Like, we don't have a lot of money, you know. But thankfully, he did. I couldn't get over it. Like, I went up in a flight. I went up in the smallest airline in Ireland, like, but it was well worth it. Like, it was brilliant.
From Far and Four. So that you paid for the flight, so you had a few bob extra in your pocket to pay to pay for the overnight in Dublin, no doubt.
Yeah, I stayed in a hostel, like, so to keep me going.
I see.
And
okay, and the audition took place in Dublin.
It did, yeah, it did. Initially down in the Keys, It did, down in the, I think it was the convention centre place, the big kind of round building, yeah.
And what were you very nervous, Ben?
I was really. I mean, I didn't expect even to get through one round of it, of the producers. I mean, it was mad. And, I mean, they're such, I was really well known by the warmth of the people that were on the team of the X Factor. I mean, they're so lovely. I mean, everyone, like, it's just mad, like. Yeah. I just, never in all my years did I think I'd be coming up, because certainly a friend of my family who's, I suppose, 60 something years of age said, I never thought I'd be coming over either, you know. So, yeah. It's absolutely mad.
And tell me, your love affair with Cheryl Cole, when did it begin?
I suppose that began, years ago. I mean, you're talking before she brought out that Fight This Love music video. I mean, I suppose I kind of looked up to her, you know, as she's an inspiration, because, you know, I went through a tough patch. I remember it was a time when she was with that guy, the Cole guy, and I kind of really felt for her too, because she was, you know, and I could have had that connection, you know.
Yeah, Ashley Cole.
And
yeah.
So ever since then, really, I've kind of been into her like that way, like as an inspiration.
I see. And you brought her a rose, a green rose.
Probably the character I am. I do mad things, you know. I'm kind of, as Simon said on live television, I'm a bit of a nutter, but I suppose I am, really, you know. I can't help that, you know. I have to take it all on board.
I know. what about Mel B? She wasn't too impressed that she didn't get a rose.
No, she really wasn't. I see, you never know what way these auditions will go, and I suppose thankfully I laughed and they laughed, the other Simon and Louis, you know. But I remember Simon giving me a bit of tips as well. This was what wasn't shown on TV, but it was very funny, all of it.
Ben, and you got four yeses, which is good news. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, because you were diagnosed with Asperger's last May, is that right?
I was, that's true. I mean, I was diagnosed with that even earlier, maybe it was back in March, maybe, actually.
Right.
I am who I am, but do you know that has, I suppose, created a suffering in my life too, because I haven't been able to get the help. No one realised I had it. Mm. I mean, I'm 19 now, and, you know, like all the years in school, you know, they didn't realise, or, you know, there was no help there. But not to worry, like there was lovely people I worked with on the way, you know, yeah. And I look at it in a positive sense. It made me for who I am.
And what does it mean for you? How is life different for you as a result of your Asperger's?
I suppose it makes me realise how different how I need to approach things, you know. I suppose it's just like progressing the best in you as a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose when you don't really realise what to do in that situation, it's kind of very, very difficult. But now that I know it, you know, at least I can work on it. You know, at least I can work on my creative side more and my intellectual side, because I think my intellectual side is very high in music and doing songwriting and all that. But then there's a side where it's not very balanced, I suppose, you know, in terms of you know, very, very technical English and all that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you well with it, Ben. And those auditions took place quite a while ago. Can you tell us how you got on?
Yeah. It was a good bit ago now. It's really crazy how it's on TV now, really. It's really hard to believe it, to be honest.
But you're not allowed to reveal what the state of play is now.
Yeah, I can talk about the room audition. I think it's the best. I think it's I think it adds to the rivalry as the rivalry happens, you know, in the GAA, Kerry against whatever team it might be.
Yeah.
You know, the Scottish rivalry.
And a good weekend for Kerry as well, Ben.
Oh my God, yeah, without a doubt.
All right.
It was really a double act, really, you know.
Exactly.
And I was watching the Kerry team, and then we had extra time playing. Oh my God.
I know.
And I do have condolences to the Mayo team, because yes, you know we can all, you know, lose two at times, and I suppose it is very tough to go through that, and I do have a feeling how it feels, but
it is indeed. Well, listen,
you know, and even to Louis back in Mayo, and you know, condolences and that.
Yes, to Louis from Mayo. And listen, yeah, thanks a million anyway, Ben, for joining us.
And all right, come on, the kingdom.
Yeah,
it's like I'm playing against Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, there you are.
He's in Donegal now.
Yes, there you are. Ben versus Daniel, right. You're aiming high. Ben Quinlan, thank you so much for joining us from the Kingdom this morning. And in a moment, I'm going to be joined by two domestic divas, no less.